guys. This is Jack, and there's no easy way to say this, so I'll just come out and say it. This is going to be weird, but Megan, sadly, is no longer going to be a part of Terrace House Matcha. And this comes as just a big shock to me, as I'm sure it does to you. This is definitely not planned. Also, this is just going to be messy here too, me talking to you, because I don't prepare any remarks. I don't do a scripted show. I'm just kind of shooting from the hip here, okay? So I'm sure there's some details or some things that I'm going to miss, but that's such as it is. You know, I need to push on and just let you guys know. I don't have a lot of details, sadly. I don't have a lot of information to share other than, you know, Megan and I are just not in a good place today as siblings, let alone as partners on this project. And so, you know, I haven't spoken to her in a long time, 7 to 10 days or so. There's no updates. I've tried to reach out to her for some information, some updates, and those attempts have been rebuffed, to say the least. So I don't know, you know, as far as I know, she's doing fine, physically, you know, health-wise and all that, whatever, but I literally do not, you know, everything I know. I don't have a lot of information to share in terms of this. So this is rough, and like I said, it's not expected. Sure, it's come to surprise to most people here, but, you know, I want to just stay positive and try and look for the silver lining here in this. You know, I do thank Megan for all of her efforts, all of her time, all of her energy. She helped out a lot with some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, and, you know, I do appreciate that. And I wish that we could have completed the journey together as a duo, but, you know, I think to ask somebody to commit to that many episodes, perhaps might just be asking too much, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, it was really fun to do the show with her, and I wish her well. And, you know, even though her and I are not communicating very strongly right now, this isn't the first time something like this has happened, to be fully transparent, and it won't be the last either, and we'll be fine as a family and as a group in the long term. I don't know about the short term, but the options I have are few right now. I feel somewhat backed into a corner. Either, okay, I wait for her to decide to communicate and open that channel back up, which could be a long time, very long time, might not even be till next year, who knows, or I could choose to push on and kind of stay the course here with the show and with the project. And that's what I'm choosing to do. I'm looking for the positivity here in terms of the future of Terrace House Matcha. It is going to continue. It is going to complete. It's just going to be in a different form. It's going to be me and you, if you guys are up for it, and I am down for it. Terrace House is a show that is about life. It's about real life. And sometimes great, awesome things happen. Sometimes not so much, you know. It's not necessarily about if bad things are going to happen, but it's about, like, if and when they do happen, how do you respond to that? And I'm choosing to respond to this as best as I can, given the situation, which is to continue to push on. It's what I want to do. I want to continue the show. I want to complete the project in its entirety. And yeah, I mean, the thing about it is I thought about this over the last few days, and it's like, well, I'm going to watch the rest of the season of Boys and Girls Next Door, regardless of what happens. Either I watch it by myself privately and that's it, or I can hit record. It's a little bit of work to get the podcast up and published, but it's not a prohibitive amount of work. I can certainly do it myself. And if you guys are down and if you guys are wanting to join me on this journey, then hey, let's go for it. You know, we're in the fourth quarter here, right? Literally, we've got about roughly 20-ish or so episodes, couple movies. One of the positives that will come out of this is you might see more episodes sooner now, because it's just my schedule going forward. There's no reason that I can't produce more. And that's not a hardcore promise, don't get me wrong, but I definitely intend on you know, staying to the twice a week episode at minimum. So Monday and Wednesday, and there might be more as well too. Like I said, it's kind of up to me now, and it's on my shoulders and my schedule, and I have availability to do more. So we'll see. But you know, that's the update. And sorry guys, to throw this on you on your back on a Monday morning, man. It's not the way, you know, you want to start the week, but, I think another positive that could arise is that, you know, the show could be a little bit more focus, for better or for worse, on Terrace House Boys and Girls Next Door. And, you know, and if you want to have that, and I'm open to two-way communication as well, too. If you guys want to reach out to me directly, you can do so on our Instagram, as some of you already have. And you can also, if you're following Tadaima's Discord still, if you put a message there in the general chat or the living room, chances are likely that I will definitely see it. So, you know, I check that periodically, but those are two ways that you can get a hold of me. And yeah, and I also want to thank all of our listeners from all over the world. So many different countries listen to the show, and especially the people that are, I mean, everyone, I should say, not especially anyone, but everyone that's listened to the show, everyone that's given the show a chance, everyone that has also supported the show with your money. I mean, that is just like awesome, guys. I mean, we really appreciate it. Even if you've never been able to donate, I completely understand. I appreciate you just as much. But I just want to let you guys know that it means a lot to me and your support, and just you guys continuing to listen and look forward to the show. And yeah, so that's the update, guys. You know, I waited as long as I could to try and get updates right now. Right now, it's the last day of January. You know, it's Sunday, January 31st. And yeah, I mean, you know, I've said to myself, when I go to bed, I lay my head on my pillow, like, is there going to be a show coming out tomorrow or not? And I don't know if I could sleep, honestly, if I didn't have some kind of direction forward, you know. But that's, again, the update, guys. I really appreciate you. This is going to be a different show for the final stretch here. And again, could be more focused, could be worse. I don't know. I'm open to that possibility. I'm not used to just doing a show by myself. I might hate it. I might love it. You know, but we're going to find out. I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of opinions. And, you know, doing it solo now, I don't have to worry about maybe stepping on someone's sentence or whatever, which is always a problem when you're podcasting remotely, even for professional shows now. So anyways, guys, we're going to do it. We're going to move forward. 77th week is where we left off. Trendy Venus updates as far as Terrace House goes. So, three new roommates in the house. We've got Ken, we've got Ryoko, we've got Frankie joining the roommates. And that's where we left off. Get your links up, guys. Get your English subs up. We're ready to go. I am going to count it down. And yeah, we'll see how this goes. You know, please give me feedback. If you think this sucks, I want to know. If you think this is great, let me know. Obviously, it's not anything expected, but it's about how you respond to these hardships in life. And that's what's important here. And that's, again, I'm looking forward to doing the show in this new format, of course. So let's count it down, guys. We're going to do it. I've got the links up, and we're going to do this in 3, 2, 1, play. Trendy Venus. Konbanwa. Yes, three new housemates. Oh, that's right. I'm remembering now, we got to visit her office. Make art, not friends. Isn't that what she said? What's going to happen here? Yeah. It did seem that way, that he was leaning Ryoko's side as opposed to Sana's. Oh, Makoon with the giant bouquet. Oh, the awkwardness. Trendy reach. Oh, man. Oh, come up here for the hug. Oh, that was a friend hug. Yikes. Will she smell them? Oh, shit. It's weird already. Oh, my God. She didn't even smell the flowers. Oh, this is way weirder than I thought it would be. Oh, my God. Is it a ring? Oh. What the fuck?
What?
Oh my God, this is crazy. No, she can't put it. Oh, she will. It's a big crucifix. All right. Wow. It is so weird. I love you. Oh my gosh, what is this vibe? Wow. Yeah, seriously, read the room. Get the hell out of here. Oh, it's got so weird. I can't believe this. I mean, I guess in a way it's like, what else would you expect from this, right? From him coming and crashing the party. I blame Tetchon, like most things. He wasn't thinking before inviting Makoon, and here we are. Oh, there's probably a few things, yeah, she wants to say to you, bro. I came to get rejected. Wow, the saddest birthday party. Talk there. Everyone left. Wow. Cut to Taylor Swift. Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, he's going to get rejected. Fairly obvious here. And I'm kind of surprised he's surprised. You know, it wasn't really necessarily going in a great direction with them up until this point. This is his like Hail Mary though, right? This is like, come on, like, you need to know how I feel, girl. Let's do this. Let's get together. And it's all about timing. And the window has closed. And here we are. Nice. What? What is this? Bomb shelter. Oh my gosh. That brings me back to the days when I was in a house with where the parents were arguing. Oh my gosh. What a shot that was. It's a pretty big deal. I agree. Ooh. I mean, he's a little bit of a player. I think a lot of people think that, Makin. Oh, she's got more to go on. Right. Right. Well said. Oh, shit. I mean, he's a pro surfer. Good question. Wow. What? What does that matter? Wow, she's getting real. That's true. I'll give him that, I guess. Wow. That's exactly what he needs to hear. Santa's on. Hell no. Damn. You're dismissed. Okay. Wow. Wow, she's leaving the door cracked. She's leaving the door cracked. Hug me. Wow, Santa. Are they gonna kiss? No. Be a man. Wow. She's like, thanks for the gifts. Sayonara. Wow. Santa power right here. On full display. Bye, Makin. He's got a lot to prove. Be curious to hear where she heard these rumors, too. Wow. What a scene. Woo! Sugoi! Good trendiness. Solid trendiness. It was like a movie, yeah. Yeah. When he looked up like that. Mm-hmm. So many good quotables. Flower, flowers. Seriously, that was so good. Mm-hmm. Trendy hangovers. Yeah, she goes early to work. I remember. She's busy. She's making moves in Ebisu. Wow, cool photos in the back. It's so funny to hear this perfect English pronunciation in the middle of this really good Japanese. It's just kind of jarring to hear that. Oh, we're at Sony. Nice, Yoko. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. It's good to see them both busy, too. Seriously, kanpai, yeah. I'll drink. It's a good experience. Yeah, congrats on the huge promotion. It's awesome. With his tossed hair, Ken. I don't know much about him, but I know that. He always has messed up hair in the morning. Is this going to get flirty? That looks good. You don't look like it. Oh, it's like an indirect kiss right there. I'm not even hungry, but that looks good. Oh, we're back local, Mark. Man, look at this guy. He never not looks cool. Kojima-san. He like never has off days. Man, this is labor right here, guys. Landscaping is not easy, as I hear. I've never done it myself, but yikes. Hmm. Right. Yeah, I understand that, dude, especially today. Shit. They're building up that anticipation. Luckily, we don't have to wait for the commercials here. Oh, nice. That's a cool gift. Wow. Thoughtful. Aw. Anthony. Yeah, show her the ways, Santa. Oh, wow. Is it happening between them right now? Are we watching this? Is this happening? Well, compared to Santa, yeah. Throw it away. I'll save the empty bottle just to commemorate this moment. Oh my gosh. This is a sweet moment. She is blushing. It seems like she's getting a little embarrassed. Wow. I'm glad Santa was there too to help and coach her through that. I think she took the advice well from Santa. It was also good. It was totally good. Yes. Was trendy. Good for him. Yeah, I agree with that. Oh, the spray. Oh, it was left at the table. What happened? Santa didn't even notice it was there. Oh, shit. OMG. Yeah, hide it. No, put it up by his bed. Aw. After all that. Oh, hide the spray. Seriously, grab it. Put it in your pocket. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mum's the word. Say no things. Oh my gosh. Awkward. Oh man. She's got such happy vibes going on right now. Ryoko. It's very sentimental music right now. Eh? Huh. Oh, man. She likes him. Yeah, who said she's creepy? Damn, that's funny. Santa knows. Wow. Do you miss him today? Wow. 3 days. Okay. Wow. Let's see if there's commentary left. I have my own thoughts I need to share about this. Seriously, I was screaming it. Yeah. I mean, it's inevitable. No. Seriously. Seriously. Can't mosaic that out. Yeah, it's not enough to derail. Oh, I can't wait for spring. Okay, let's stop this here. I stopped the video, and here are my thoughts on it. Okay, so yes, it is a minor incident. It's not the end of the world here. He's gone for 3 days, and what do we know about absence? Especially when it comes to romance. It makes the heart grow what? Fonder, right? So Ryoko this whole time is gonna be missing him, looking forward to him coming back, building up this whole idea. So my advice to her in the situation is just slowly roll just a little bit already. Like, people at work are starting to notice already. They're making, you know, funny lighthearted comments like you're being a little creepy, a little weird, what have you. So Ryoko just needs to like step back a little bit, temper some expectations, you know, in an effort just to like protect yourself. Like, you don't want to get hurt, you don't want to get too worked up over one person too fast, right? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Okay. It is a minor incident. It's not that big a deal. It just isn't a good look necessarily for Ken Ken to leave that on the table after that whole thing went down. But it is an honest mistake. It is going to come out there, though. It's going to be aired on the show. They're both going to find out. So it's just not ideal, right? But I don't think it's enough to derail. And I feel strong chemistry between them. Particularly among anyone in the housemates, this is the strongest connection so far. And it's the beginning, and this is, you know, where butterflies start to happen, those butterfly feelings. And yeah, we'll see. I think they could make a cute couple. I don't know enough about either of them yet, though, to really make that true determination. I'd like to see it, though. I'd like to see some romance in the house, particularly with the new roommates. And as we know, Frankie is not there for any of that. She's there to make art, not friends. You know, she's there to do her job and do it well. I respect that too. So, guys, let's get right into it. I mean, we're going to watch the next episode, the 78th week I want to be alone with you. Wow, I cannot wait. So we're going to do that. As always, email me at terracehousematcha@gmail.com. You can follow the show on Instagram at terracehousematcha. You can also follow us on Twitter at matchapod. And so we will be back. I will be back when. It's going to be weird. But I want to thank you guys for sticking through this. I know this was a super weird episode, super unexpected. But if you're listening to this so far and, you know, giving the show a chance, like, I really appreciate you guys. So really from the bottom of my heart, it's going to be a weird transition, but we will get through it together and we're going to press on. So again, let's move on to the 78th week, and we'll see you there. Bye.